You've probably heard the saying, love is blind. And maybe you're a fan of the reality TV show based on that very premise.
I've met the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. I've never seen her before.
The season finale of the Netflix show is out now. Don't worry, no spoilers here, although I watched and I really need to talk about it. Anyway, the show's presented as a social experiment, but we want to know if there's any science behind the claim that love is blind. So we called up Paul Eastwick. He's a psychologist who studies romantic relationships at the University of California, Davis. Hi, Paul.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So the question, is love blind?
For the most part, yes. Oh. In the sense that our attraction to another person in real life, once we are offline, has very little to do with how, quote unquote, you know, objectively attractive someone is.
So what does it have to do with?
It's mostly idiosyncratic. And what that means is that opinions differ, right? I might think he's mega hot. You think not so much. You know, we think we have this really clear, objective insight into other people's attractiveness, but it's just not true, right? Most of what goes into our judgments is reflecting the eye of the beholder in some way. And what it means is that we do a lot of this thing we call motivated interpretation. So if we click in other ways, we click talking about family or our shared interests, our life goals, I may come to see you as being more attractive, and the flip side is true, too. If we have a really terrible set of conversations, I might actually come to see you as less attractive.
Okay, so, but can you fall in love without ever seeing someone, or does what that person look like, even if it's not objective, it's subjective to the person, matter?
Yes, in the sense that, you know, most of the things that are going to make someone else appealing to us are built up through repeated conversation over time. And I think what the show seems to correctly intuit is that these people need to be put in a situation where they're going to have a chance to repeatedly interact. You know, they're given some prompts too, and I think that's kind of helpful for, you know, getting people to try to find different things that they click over. It's a very different idea than, you know, what people typically experience these days. Online dating, you go on one 10-minute coffee date and it doesn't go great and you're ready to bail. But being put in a situation where you get to repeatedly interact with the same person over and over again is a recipe for at least some people repeatedly finding things that they click over. And that's really the recipe right there.
Are you trying to tell me that reality TV actually does reflect life here, Paul?
I mean, I do not want to stake a strong claim there, but I think what the producers are correctly intuiting is that if you put enough people in this situation, that a percentage of them will click in this way.
Paul Eastwick is a psychologist at UC Davis. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.